Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Wednesday. Woo! We're back on the Wednesday schedule. We're here on your hump day.
You're here on your hump
so
day.
So exciting.
Who named it hump day anyways?
I think it's because it's like the hump of the week. It actually feels like Deepsy and I haven't seen each other for a really, really long time because we recorded last week's episode early because I was going to Italy. Mm-hmm. And then I got back yesterday.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. It feels like I haven't seen you in like a century.
It's been 11 days since I've seen you.
Yeah. And I've also been like trying not to text you too much because I was like, let me just like let her enjoy her time with her family, you know, enjoy Italy. But every time there was any gossip, I just literally wanted to word vomit to you.
After the reunion episode dropped for Love is Blind season 9, I was like, I just don't have the energy to look through what people are saying about it on social media because I know it's most likely going to be a shit show. Oh, yeah. And it wasn't a shit show. Like after I watched it, I was like, that was a little bit lackluster.
Yeah. And I think that was the problem with why people hated the reunion so much is because it was so lackluster.
Yeah. But I didn't hate it. Like it wasn't the worst. No. I feel like I could think of worse reunions, which I really can't right now. But it wasn't the best.
Yeah. I actually did laugh out loud, though, because I felt like they punished the cast by making them do a reunion outside in the freezing cold because they're like, you know what? You need to be punished because no one got married this season.
It wasn't the freezing cold. It was them going down those stairs.
Who
decided that?
Who in their right
also,
mind?
Where are they filming?
I don't know. I thought at first it was like the Red Rocks or something. I was like, why are they making the women walk in 6-inch heels on this gravel road down the stairs?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, can you imagine like trying to be graceful, but you have to like look down and make sure you're not going to slip?
That's what all the women were doing.
Yeah. I know if it was me, I would have definitely fell.
Oh, I think I would have boycotted the reunion if they were like, sorry, you have an intro. And then why was there a concert?
Actually, I kind of like that.
I like Miles a lot, though.
Yeah, so. Because it was like, you know, he was singing while they were coming down the stairs. And I was like, that's sweet. They didn't do that for us.
No, they didn't.
I would have loved that.
It's not like your typical reunion format. I should be already in my seat, ready to throw daggers at my partner from the show instead of worrying about walking down the stairs.
No, for real. But I will say, I do like the changes that they made to this reunion. They didn't bring the alumni back, which I don't mind when they give updates on the cast members from the previous seasons. But I do think it sometimes it takes so much time out of the reunion. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're listening to the feedback from viewers.
I don't know. Are they listening? Because even if they didn't bring in the past season contestants, they still are doing like weird things to fill that space. Like, what was the basketball game? Like, it's just like weird.
Like, why was Chris Paul there?
Why was Chris Paul there? Like, and how much did he get paid?
Who was a famous NBA player? And I was like, how much did they pay him? Unless he's like a huge fan of the show. But like, I was like, how much did you pay him?
Yeah, highly doubt that.
At the reunion.
I know. That was so weird. That whole thing was a little extra. I feel like they were just, it was like gimmicky, you know?
Yeah. Anyways, are we getting into it?
I don't even know.
No one wants to hear about my Italy trip.
No, I want to hear about Italy.
I'll keep it really, really short. I went with my parents and my sister, so my full immediate family. And one thing I took away going with them is there is no way you can't fight with your family on family trips.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
There's never a family vacation where I'm not fighting.
Yeah. And not like fighting, like full-blown fights, but I'm getting annoyed at someone at some point on the trip.
So you're saying you're the problem.
Yeah. Or I'm being annoying to someone on the trip.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think most of the fights that we have when I go on family trips too is definitely caused by me because it's like my lack of patience.
Well, okay, I'm not saying I'm the problem.
I'm definitely the problem. I have no patience, that's why. But what was it specifically that you guys were fighting about?
You know, we would go to dinner and my mom would be like, do you want a taste of my meal? And I'd say no. And then she'd ask again. I'd be like, I just said no. I don't want it.
Yeah, what is with moms who do that all the time?
It's like those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? That's how my dad is too. He's like, sometimes we'll sit down and he's like, yeah, I'm not going to get anything. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's just like, well, all four of you are going to order food and you're not going to finish it. I just know that I'll have plenty for myself.
And I'd be like, no, Dad, I am going to finish
yeah.
it.
No,
like,
Dad.
Don't pressure me into giving you some of my food.
Exactly. What was your favorite place that you went? Because I have never been to Italy and it is crazy that I haven't been. It is on the top of my list.
Okay, so I went to Rome, Pompeii, Positano, and Venice. Mm. I actually really liked Venice. Okay. But I will say the best thing I did in Rome was go through the Holy Doors. Oh. I went through them like maybe.
The Holy Doors, tell me more.
5-10 times. The Holy Doors, they open every 25 years mm-hmm. on a Jubilee year.
Okay.
And it's like, if you're Catholic, it's like, I'm not Catholic, I'm Christian. It's these doors you go through as you're doing your pilgrimage as a Catholic.
Oh.
But I think that when you go through the Holy Doors, your sins are forgiven.
Oh.
And I was like, I got to go through these like 5-10 times. I was like, I've got a lot of sins. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go through them once. Well, they're like easy to go through.
Yeah.
Like once you enter, like for St. Peter's Basilica, we went there. Once you enter into the basilica, there's another path to go through the Holy Doors and you could just keep going and going and going if you want. And I was like, whew. I was like, I feel pure. I'm holy. And I was like, I think like it would literally be a holy honor for men to date me now.
Fuck yeah. You better put that at the top of your list on Hinge. Be like, I have gone through the Holy Doors recently.
Like, I was like, I've gone recently and 5 times yeah. at least. I'm a sinless woman.
That's so crazy because I feel like when I do my Palo Santo or my sage, I feel the same way. Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, get rid of this negative energy around me. Anyways, I don't know about forgiving my sins, but
yeah. You know. But anyways, that was Italy.
That was Italy.
That was Italy for you.
Fresh, clean, and traveled. Love it.
Yeah, no, fresh, clean, travel. I'm like a little baby cherub. Anyways.
Well, good. You look great.
And then I feel like I became sinful again after I watched the Love is Blind reunion because I was having some thoughts about these cast members. Not like bad, horrible thoughts, but more like judgy thoughts. I was like, what is happening? And specifically, what is going on with Casey?
Casey was not media trained. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. She was just all over the place. She couldn't answer any of the questions. Like, remember when they asked about like, who else did you date? And she just kind of went silent. And she's like, well, she's the like, person in front of me. I'm like,
she was like very unprepared. And she did not come off better.
No.
You know? Can we just get into it?
Let's get into it.
Who do we start with, though? I don't want to start with Casey. I feel like her segment was so long. We needed to like start with her later on because she's going to take at least half of the discussion.
Yes.
Considering she took up half of the screen time during the reunion.
I know. I don't understand why they got so much screen time and they weren't even one of the main couples to last. But let's start with Megan and Jordan, though, because I thought it was very shocking that they announced Megan's baby announcement so quickly after reunion starting. I thought they'd save it for the very end because it was like a dramatic thing.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they the first couple to go? I feel like they had the most surprising ending during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of shocked where they're just like, yep, she's pregnant.
Wait, I have a theory as to why they did this so fast.
Why?
Somebody on TikTok noticed that Megan left during some of the other couples' like conversations. And everyone's like, she went first because she had to go pump.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even notice she wasn't there.
Oh, that's a really good theory.
Yeah, I didn't catch it at all. And I was like, oh, they must have just been like, let's get hers done because she has a baby.
Like, she is just like, her boobies are going to hurt. My friends who have to pump, they're like, if you don't pump, you are in pain.
Yeah, you're leaking and you're in pain. Like, yeah. It's not fun.
They were very nice and cordial and graceful towards each other.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't expect anything less, especially after Jordan finding out that she had a baby. Like, what are you going to do? You know, it's like not even worth it to rehash all the shit.
You can't like shit on her.
Yeah.
Though a little piece of me feels like he wanted to kind of like, quote unquote, expose her the way he brought up like how he found out she was pregnant. He says how someone DM'd him and then he reached out to Megan and she was transparent. And though he worded it in like a nice way, when he goes, if she wasn't transparent and I found out at the reunion, it would be very jarring. Yeah. And I feel like it was his way of saying she wasn't going to tell me until I reached out to her. And if I found out here, it would have been bad.
Yeah.
I have to tell the story, but a few years ago, Deepti and I went to a Thanksgiving party together and everyone had to bring a homemade meat dish, but the grocery stores literally had nothing. Like, there was leftover, very questionable meats in the meat aisle. So Deepti ordered food from a restaurant and replated it so it looked like she made it from home. And everyone was like, this is so good. But it was so funny. If you're like Deepti and the idea of prepping for Thanksgiving is stressful, ButcherBox can help. It delivers the good stuff right to your door.
We've both used ButcherBox before, and it just makes life so easy. I've had filet mignon delivered when I've hosted friends at my home, along with chicken for my salads when meal prepping. For nearly a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. It's a cleaner, more trustworthy version of what you'd find at the grocery store delivered right to your door.
As an exclusive offer, our listeners can get free turkey or ham in their first box or choose ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first order. Go to butcherbox.com/outofthepods to choose your offer and get this limited time deal with free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/outofthepods. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
You know, let me get your thoughts on this, though. Like, do we think that Megan owes Jordan anything, or do you think that Megan should have told Jordan before the reunion? Because technically, he was the one who called because someone DM'd him and said, you know, she has a secret baby. And he thought it was with Mike. So,
oh, is that what he said?
Megan said on a podcast that originally when they talked on that phone call, they like caught up. And then at the very end was like, hey, by the way, did you have a secret baby with Mike? And she's like, no, that's half the truth. And then she told him. But like, do you think that Megan owes him anything?
Technically, no. Right? I don't think she owes him anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like in Jordan's eyes, he's probably like, yeah, you kind of owed me to like tell me before the reunion instead of me reaching out to you.
Right. Yeah.
Which I see like both sides of it. Me and Shane were still in this like weird place when we were filming our reunion. If I found out Shane was a dad, like I'd be like, what? Like I would want to know before, because like I don't think my reaction would have been like graceful.
You needed to be prepared for it because reunion is kind of crazy and people take things out of context. But yeah, like Jordan said, it would have been super jarring.
I felt like though Jordan was trying to be very like cordial and mature, he still, I felt like, had hurt feelings. He still wanted to expose things about Megan, like going on dates with Mike.
I totally understand him having those feelings because especially because he just watched the show back and I'm sure like it rehashed some things. And then mid-season to find out that your fiance from the show has a whole nother life, a whole baby, like that's
moved on so quickly after you guys broke up.
Yeah.
She met her new partner 3 months after filming ended and then got pregnant 3 months after that.
Yeah. So it happened so, so, so fast.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even imagine him trying to find closure and trying to talk to her about certain things. But then everything is irrelevant. Like all your feelings are irrelevant because she just has a whole nother life now.
Yeah.
You know, so he's probably like in such a weird space.
And not saying his feelings are irrelevant, but to the viewers, I feel like it's one of those things. Well, like, well, she has completely moved on with her life and you can't really harp on her anymore.
Right. I think it's so weird that Mike and her went on dates, though.
Yeah.
Like, girl. Well, clearly she didn't see all the allegations that came out about Mike, obviously, at that time.
How he owes people money.
But I really would love to get her thoughts on it now.
Well, I was surprised that she went on dates with Mike because he made that diabetes comment in the pods where he was like, there's someone in here and his son has diabetes. And like, how do you let your kid get that way? Or something along those lines.
Yes.
I feel like if I was dating someone and I heard them make that comment, I'd be like totally disgusted. Like I was like, you gave him another chance.
I give her a little bit of grace though, because you're just like coming off that high from the show and things didn't work out. So it's like, why not? She's not obligated to Jordan in any way.
Yeah.
But it just looks a little bad.
Yeah.
And it's Mike.
That's the point. And it's Mike.
Yeah. And the fact that he's online right now also like denying the fact that he owes anyone any money is actually kind of crazy because there's literal proof.
Yeah.
And like also
legal proof.
And another reason probably why he wasn't at the reunion. They're like, no, sir. Like, we don't condone your behavior.
No, he probably chose not to be at the reunion because he's probably like, yeah, I'm not trying to be called out about my financial and business situation here and my scammy practices.
Fair.
But again, Megan didn't know that about him.
No.
Obviously, all of those allegations came out as the cast was announced.
Yeah.
So
what did you think about the whole situation with Jordan and Mike and how Mike apologized and like donated money to like, I think it was like a diabetes nonprofit.
Good for Mike, but also Jordan sharing that.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought it was like a really beautiful moment of how to use your platform to one, educate people, and two, to just, you know, give people insight into what it takes to have a child with type 1 diabetes. And yeah, I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan came off great during this reunion.
I know.
I honestly feel like he might do perfect match. And people are saying, like, there's no way, like, he has a son. But
me, I'm
Jess from season 6 was able to do it, and she had a daughter.
Yeah.
And she did both shows.
That's true.
Because they have another parent that is able to take care of their kid while their other parent is filming another reality TV show.
And it's a good opportunity to have more exposure and to make more money. So it's like, why not? If he got offered it, I feel like he would take it.
One of our pop besties DM'd us, and it's a US Weekly article, and Megan's talking about Jordan and if they would have worked out, you know, in the future, if things were a little bit different. I think she implies like they wouldn't have, and they're a little bit misaligned, her and Jordan. Mm-hmm. And she mentions that Jordan is now a full-time influencer.
Oh.
But I feel like the way it was said in the article made it seem like, oh, that's not the type of person I want. Mm-hmm. The fact he's now a full-time influencer. Mm-hmm. I don't blame any of the contestants who decide to become full-time influencers when they garner a following from the show. Anyone in his shoes would take the chance to make more money as an influencer than they do in a corporate job. And also being an influencer gives you a lot of flexibility.
Exactly. He has, you know, so much more time to spend with his child.
And you know how Jordan's like, I'm tired from talking to people at work all day.
Yeah.
You don't have to as an influencer.
There you go.
It's really just you and your PR/brand team.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if he was offered to do Perfect Match, if he takes that opportunity because he knows it will result in more attention and social media followers, which equals more money, more brand deals.
Yep. And more time with your son.
Yeah. More time with your son.
Yeah.
And that money goes towards his kid.
Why would you not take the opportunity? You know, I feel like you and I both had no idea what would come from the show. We just went on to see like, maybe we can fall in love, maybe we can get married, but I don't think either of us thought about like what career-wise would happen to us after the show, and it would be stupid for us not to say yes to the opportunities that came our way.
I'm not saying he'll go on it, but I think that he'll definitely be asked, just like how you and I were asked to be on Perfect Match, and we both said no because first, the concept just wasn't for us. We were like, imagine. Listen, you think we're kissing everyone? Like, no.
There's no chance. I mean, I did have a crazy makeout sesh on our season, but that was like horrifying.
Yes.
I still tell people, they're like, oh, I should go watch. I'm like, don't. And if you do, skip episode 3.
Yeah. But I think Jordan will be asked.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll see. I don't feel like Perfect Match is really Jordan's cup of tea. I don't know, based on the 12 episodes I watched of him, but we'll have to see if he does.
People surprise you once they get a little taste of like the attention and fame from this show, which all of the cast members on this season are feeling now, even though they probably don't know it goes away real quick too. You know, it's, you never know. Some people can all of a sudden have this moment of like, yeah, let me do this again.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. But we'll see. We'll see who's on there. I love doing Pilates. It really helps me manage my stress and focus on self-care. And I do it just at home because in-studio classes can be so expensive, or I'm constantly dealing with being on a wait list for a class. That's why I love Tonal. They really have reimagined Pilates and home strength training. They have everything I need for a full strength training system, a full gym's worth of equipment, coaching from expert personal trainers, on demand 24/7 in your home.
I lift heavy weights often, and I just feel like Pilates is the perfect complement to strength training. It improves your mobility and range of motion, which makes your other workouts more effective. And I really love Pilates on Tonal. I think it's amazing. There's no big reformer, no more complicated springs and levers. And I just feel like it has really unlocked like deeper mobility, core strength, and muscle definition in me.
Black Friday early access is on. For a limited time, Tonal is offering our listeners $750 off your Tonal 2 purchase. That's tonal.com for $750 off your purchase. Tonal.com for $750 off.
All right, let's get into Casey and Patrick.
What a shit show.
I know.
What a freaking shit show. This was the only entertaining part of the reunion, really, for me, though, I think.
I know people are complaining that Casey had so much screen time, but I feel like all the drama really surrounded her.
No, it did.
Like, she was needed.
Yeah. She was the center of a lot of little side quests with some of the castmates, is what I'll say. First of all, the fact that she brought the ring... Okay, cool. Thank you for bringing the ring.
Definitely producers asked her to bring the ring, though.
Absolutely. And you don't you think producers had a hidden agenda with the whole basketball game?
Yeah.
I felt really uncomfortable when they kept pushing Patrick to give it back.
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird. Like, if Casey gave it back to Patrick, let him just keep it and let's move on. Why are you guys making him give it back so awkwardly and forcibly?
No, it was really weird.
Right?
Yeah.
I
feel like they were actually trying to make Patrick look bad.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It was weird. And I was wondering if it's because they were trying to protect Casey, potentially, because of all the hate that she's getting
online.
That's
what I was thinking. They do that often.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's also because they want her to be an option for perfect match. Mm. They've done this in past reunions where they have someone in mind for perfect match. Micah from Love is Blind season 4 is a great example. Mm-hmm. Zach told us he was about to say something about Micah and production cut his mic during the reunion.
I forgot about that little gem of a moment.
Yeah. Yes. And he's like, they were definitely trying to protect her, and it's because they were considering her for Perfect Match season 2. They did the same thing for Madison for Love is Blind season 8, where some of the cast members felt like Madison was being protected a little bit. Mm. They had cut some things from the reunion to make Madison not look as bad.
Yeah.
I like Madison, though. Like, she was on Out of the Pods, yeah, and like, she's really fun.
Yeah.
But I think production was doing the same thing with Casey because she might be an option for Perfect Match.
I feel like she would thrive on that show. But at the same time, not saying I don't like Casey, but I think the way she's involved in so many little things.
I don't like Casey. Not that I don't like Casey because I don't know her. I just don't like her on the show and the way she acts.
No, I agree.
And the things that she says.
And she just struggles to get out her thoughts sometimes.
Yeah.
But the whole Patrick situation, like, she was beating around the bush the entire time. Yes. It's like, all you have to say is, I'm so sorry for my behavior. I'm so sorry I led you on. And here's the ring.
Okay. This is going to be really mean to say, but I do think she maybe has like a lower EQ, you know, the emotional intelligence isn't her like strong suit. I feel like the fact she didn't realize like what was needed for her image is an apology, an authentic apology, and she still couldn't give it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't think like she's very self-aware.
And it seems like she's all about Casey, which, yeah, I get it. Everyone's a little selfish, and as you should be. But you need to understand how your actions impact other people. Like, poor Patrick. I don't know. Patrick was also kind of all over the place.
Yeah, Patrick didn't come off great either.
Yeah. The whole basketball moment was like awkward because I could tell production wanted to give the ring back to Casey. Can you tell me your opinion on the whole ring situation? Like, who should have kept it? Who do you think deserved it or not?
If I was in Casey's shoes, I probably would have given it back. I was like, fine, if he wants it so bad, here. It doesn't mean anything to me. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to even be with the guy.
Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking. I'd be like, fine.
Yeah. That's exactly, I think, what I would have done, is just giving it back and being like, I'm so sorry that I'm breaking up with you like this. If you want the ring back, take it back.
Yeah.
But if it was like we broke up mid-season in like a Joe Madison type situation, I think that she should have kept the ring. No contestant paid for the ring. If anything, production should take it back.
Technically, it's Casey's to keep, right, because Patrick didn't buy the ring. Mm-hmm. He gave it to her as a gift when he proposed to someone I think like in certain states, there's a law, like it's a gift you're giving to someone and they don't have to give it back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. In my situation, Shane asked for my ring back and I was like, no.
Yeah, what? No.
Yeah, I was kicking him out of my apartment when we were breaking up after the show. And he's like, give me the ring. And I was like, no, I don't feel bad not giving it back because it was from Netflix.
No, it's literally the least you can do for all the pain I've been
and
through.
And honestly, it's cheap. Like, even if you pawn it, you'll probably get like $100, $200 back yeah. for it. But I think it comes down to like ego and principle.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I'm not giving you something that you want. Yes. It's not yours.
And that's exactly what I think about the Patrick situation. It's on principle. She almost insinuated that they were going to have a conversation or get back together.
Yeah.
Or like continue the relationship. So he's like, fine, keep it. And I think that's why he's so mad about it. It has nothing to do with the ring or the money.
No, 100%. I really think it's like more on like principle.
Yeah.
You didn't even break up with me the right way and you get to keep the ring. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. And you're not apologizing to me at the reunion at the most like pivotal moment.
Yeah. The fact that he was like, listen, just apologize.
Yeah.
Like, I forgive you. Just apologize. And she still couldn't apologize. She does have an issue with like staying accountable. I think yeah. she sees herself as the victim.
Yeah. And maybe as she like watches this back, like she'll have some sort of lesson with that.
I don't think so.
Because you know, like when you watch yourself, you're like, oh shit, that's my behavior. I need to change some things.
But she already watched herself. Like when this reunion is filming, it's after the second drop of episodes happened.
Yeah.
And so she's already saw the backlash she got from, you know, telling the producers I'm not attracted to him. And then she's jumping all over him being like, I just want to go. I can't film anymore. Like, you know, and she still is like holding on to her story.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But I will say him asking for an apology also didn't look great. Both of them kind of like lost in that situation.
The fact that Joe and Casey went on a few dates after and things got a little serious, right? Based on what they said. Like, obviously, they didn't last a long time. But she was like, I really, really liked him. So she wanted it to go somewhere.
Oh, 100%. I think they were both downplaying how serious it was. Yeah. I know they don't say it during the reunion, but Casey has implied in other interviews that it was serious.
Yeah.
Like, she met his family. Even Kate says something during the reunion as well, like Casey was crying in a corner about Joe at some pool party they were all at.
The infamous pool party.
So I think, though, Casey was just trying to save face when her and Joe were downplaying their relationship because, you know, like Joe's in a new relationship. It doesn't make sense for Casey to really reveal so much about whatever they had, whether it was a relationship, a situationship, a couple of dates, who knows? I can't believe it's November and we're almost to the holidays. I'm actually really excited because I love wearing cozy sweaters and cute jackets. I have a lot of cashmere sweaters. I got a few from Quince for only $50. And I have a lot of cardigans. I recently got this brown 100% organic cotton cropped cardigan, also from Quince. And it is so cute and I've been wearing it all the time.
Quince has been my go-to for layers this fall. Everything feels so luxurious and looks timeless. And honestly, Quince Italian wool coats are on the top of my list. The cuts feel designer and the quality rivals high-end brands, but without the high-end markup. By working directly with ethical top-tier factories, Quince skips the middleman and offers prices 50% less than similar brands.
Step into the holiday season with layers made to feel good, look polished, and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Go to quince.com/outofthepods for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/outofthepods to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/outofthepods.
I felt like they definitely downplayed it. And I think Casey was definitely hurt because their relationship didn't pan out. I do have to say, though, I do feel like there's some overlap between Joe's current girlfriend and Casey. Like, even though he wasn't questioned hard enough, in my opinion. Like, why did Joe get away with everything?
I think because Joe doesn't have an answer for anything.
No, he just doesn't give clear-cut answers. And he just, like, hides behind his smile, I feel like.
And his stash, his mustache.
The stash.
I think the reason why Joe got away with a lot at the reunion is because he is good looking to some women.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he doesn't have much to say. And he's like, yeah, sorry, dude. Like, he just apologizes where he has to apologize. And that's kind of it.
Yeah. Honestly, I love it. I respect it. Do you? But the fact that he's so messy and in everything, but got away so easily while the women around him were fighting or just like, you know, talking about their experience and how emotional it was. It's so funny to me because he's like, yeah, like I'm good.
Yeah. I do think that there was some sort of overlap with Madison, Casey, and his new girlfriend, Avery, even though he denies it. And yeah. Casey also denies it. But Joe's girlfriend went on a podcast before this reunion came out and, you know, talked about how Casey was texting Joe while he was in a relationship with Avery, his new girlfriend. And the fact that Nick Lachey even asked that question means that producers know something. So I don't know if people have figured this out yet, but when Nick and Vanessa ask questions, which they're actually getting through an earpiece that both of them are wearing. So producers are asking them to ask certain questions to the contestants. It's based on what they have learned leading up to the reunion. So producers will call up each contestant and be like, what has happened? What are you going to say? What else should we know? And that's how they come up with the questions.
Yeah. They try to really instigate and try to get all of the details before that reunion. But you know what's crazy is even in between filming and the show airing and reunion filming, they keep in touch with you at all times. They're like, yeah. So what's going on? Like, you get those check-ins. So that way they're like kind of not building a case, but like they're building the gossip and the questions to ask along the way.
They're trying to get an understanding of what's happening in real time so that when the show actually airs, they have an idea of like where the cast is at, the questions, the juicy questions to ask at the reunion. That's why I think they brought Kate in. Like, people think Kate is getting a lot of screen time because she might be on Perfect Match. But I think they brought her in because they realized Kate knows a lot and she's involved in a lot of people's dramas and she's not afraid to call it out.
I know. I kind of love it. At first, I was in the same boat. I was like, why is Kate here? And she's like front and center, like talking about all these different situations. And I'm like, oh, that's because
she's involved.
Yeah, she is involved. She has friends. She's friends with Joe's girlfriend, Avery.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awkward because she's also really good friends with Madison. So there's like a lot of, you know,
yeah,
like intertwining happening with her.
And I bet when they checked in with Kate, she was like really pissed at Nick.
Oh, yes.
You know, and they're like, oh, we got to bring her to the reunion. Because I bet when they checked in with Annie, Annie's more like, oh, like me and Nick are friendly. It's all good, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, Nick and Annie are going to bring zero drama to the reunion. So we have to bring in Kate, who's still angry at Nick.
Yes. There was absolutely no drama between Annie and Nick whatsoever.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? Like, yeah, maybe he was a little bit of a love bomber, but it was actually how the show's supposed to go. We were all dating all these other people. Yeah. Like, it's normal to love bomb. I was like, no, Annie, it's not.
That's why I think they brought in Kate. And how producers do this is during their check-ins, they kind of check in as if they're your friend. It's not like what's happening. It's more like, how are you doing? Like, we should catch up. Like, I've missed you since, you know, we last saw each other during filming. Mm-hmm. Like, how's your relationship with so-and-so? And so you get into this like gossip situation with producers, especially if they were your producer.
Yeah.
Like your producer who was on set with you and like, you know, became your confidant during filming.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. And that's why they brought Kate.
Absolutely. I feel like I spilled way too much tea during my calls.
Same.
Sometimes. But like, I never would talk about other couples, but they would always ask. They're like, so what's going on with that couple and this couple? So they're doing their investigative research at all times.
Yeah. Like before we filmed the reunion, I was really upset watching the show about Shane and Shayna's connection because I wasn't privy to it. And I've said this on the podcast before, but Shayna was actually my closest friend in the pods. She was legitimately my pod bestie.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was so upset because I felt like Shane and Shayna lied to me. And while I was upset, I get a phone call from a producer and they're like, how are you doing? We're thinking of you.
Yeah.
This must be really hard to watch.
You're like, what?
And I was like, and I like literally spilled all of my feelings.
Yeah. No, that was a lot to deal with because you had no idea what was happening.
And then I said something to my producer. I'm really upset because I know Shane and Shayna have hung out. I think that's when they're like, okay, we're going to ask Shane and Shayna if they have hung out. Like, that's how they got that question for our reunion.
Crazy. Yeah. There's little moles everywhere. Anyways. But I mean, that's what makes the reunion good because that's the juicy details we need from the cast. But I don't know. This reunion was just so mundane.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't anything, like, huge, I feel like. That was, like, shocking to me. Okay, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I have been taking creatine every single day. I started learning more about it this past year because my brother insisted that I needed to. And once I actually started taking it consistently, I was like, wait, why didn't I start taking this sooner? Because I feel the difference when I'm consistent. It helps with my energy, my strength, and honestly, my overall mental clarity. That's why I love Momentous, because they're truly science-backed and super transparent about their ingredients. And now with the creatine chews, it's even easier.
So I just started learning about creatine, and it's not just for building muscle. It's a daily essential for your strength, focus, recovering, aging, and cognitive performance. Momentous spent years testing until they created the first chewable that actually meets the Momentous standard. Creatine is even more essential for women, who naturally store about 70 to 80% less creatine than men. Our bodies will thank us.
Right now, Momentous is offering our listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code OUTOFTHEPODS. Go to livemomentous.com and use promo code OUTOFTHEPODS for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code OUTOFTHEPODS.
I don't want to make this all about Joe and Casey, though, because we forget Joe was engaged to Madison. What did you think about Madison saying she didn't understand why Joe broke it off with her?
I kind of understand where she's coming from, because Joe is not one of many words.
He's very confusing.
He's very confusing, and he was giving her mixed signals at all times. And even after filming had wrapped, when they went out to dinner to talk and things, he wasn't giving her anything verbally or like giving her closure. So she never got it, but then would make out with her afterwards, you know? So like extremely confusing. And then he was like crying, but I understand where Madison is coming from, because he's not like very clear on where his feelings are and where he lies. So I think after that, seeing him moving on to Casey and then moving on to his girlfriend Avery is like hurtful, because you never got that closure.
I think for her, she's like looking for a reason. Like, she wants to be like, what is the reason? And she's not getting it, even though us as viewers can see, like, I don't think Joe really jived with her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the physical attraction wasn't really there either, even though he says it was. But yeah. I feel like that should be the closure she needs by watching the show and realizing, like, Joe was never really into it. But yeah. I also understand her point of view of, like, because I'm like this during a breakup. Like, if I get broken up with, I would really like to know the reason why.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me why, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I think with Joe, it's hard for him to be honest of the actual reason.
Exactly. Because the whole, like, oh, we just fight and fuck whole situation is like interesting to me, because I think he uses a crutch to be like, yeah, well, we hooked up, so I am attracted to her. It's not that I'm not. But
and I was like, men will hook up with anything. Are you kidding me? Some men. So some I was men. Like, listen, you can't be like the fact like, oh, because we fucked, I'm attracted to you.
Yeah,
like,
but
no.
But that makes sense as to why the feelings are so like all over the place. Because if someone's hooking up with me, but then also is like very distant and are like, oh no, like, I don't know if this is going to work, I'm going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
like, totally. Give me a clear answer as to why. And it could just be because of their fighting. But yeah, I feel like we'll still never know Joe's real feelings towards it, because he's so careful about what he says to the public. And he's so careful to the point where he stops talking. He's like, you know what? If I say nothing, it'll be all good.
Or he just acknowledges what is being said. And he's like, yeah, like, that's that.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I made out. Probably shouldn't have done that. But, yeah. You know, it happened. Those are the words.
It's interesting that Madison blames Casey for the end of her engagement with Joe.
Yes.
She's like, you met Casey that night, and then the next day we were over. But I don't think Casey was the problem.
No, I don't think so either. I think he was always going to break it off. Yeah. But I think, again, Madison is looking for a reason. She's like, something must have happened as to why Joe's not with me. It's like she's trying to wrap her brain around it, and it's just not like making sense to her.
Yeah.
And that's why she's like looking for anything to blame. Even if Casey had her hands all over Joe, I still don't think that that's why they broke up.
100%. It was funny when Madison mentioned that Casey confided in Madison and was like talking about how upset she was over Joe. And I was like, Casey, What makes you think Madison is the person that you should be confiding in?
No, yeah.
That's... Are you kidding?
Where's the logic?
And then Casey says to Madison, like, we're Eskimo sisters.
I would have lost my shit.
I don't think Casey is malicious. I think she's just not aware.
Yeah, she's
just
not aware.
No awareness.
Yeah. Also, like, read the room, girl. Like, I know. What?
Casey was on Off the Vine, which is Caitlin Bristow's podcast. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that Eskimo sister comment was a joke. But I was like, okay, sure. Let's say it was a joke. Mm-hmm. How come you're upset that Patrick says to you, like, what's up, ex-wifey? And you say during the reunion, that is so inappropriate and insensitive.
Yeah.
I was like, Casey, let's, come on now. Yeah. Like, let's not be a hypocrite.
Yeah, you've done 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 insensitive things throughout this entire process. So
that's when I was like, I think she's literally just unaware and like kind of in a victim mindset.
Yeah.
It's hard because on one hand, we know a year and a half has passed since their season ended filming. Mm-hmm. And so you think a year and a half is a really long time. People have moved on. It's time to move on. But I think as a cast member, you can move on. Mm-hmm. But then you watch the show again and you are like, angry again.
Oh yeah, you're sucked right back into it. The feelings are very raw and real.
I wonder how Kate feels being in the middle of like Madison, Joe, and his girlfriend.
I know, it's weird.
You know, because Madison still has a lot of heat for Joe. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Avery, Joe's girlfriend, is like, what the fuck? Like, leave my boyfriend alone. And here's Kate being in the middle of it. She's in the middle of everything, even with the whole Nick and Annie stuff.
I think it's actually interesting that Madison and Kate are such good friends. But I do think Avery probably hates Casey more than she does Madison.
Oh, you can tell. Avery said in an interview, like, Casey is actually not a good person.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
In this podcast interview with Storytime with Ricky and Reality Ashley, she was more graceful towards Madison. She goes, you know what? Like, it's her truth. She needs to tell her story. But when it came to Casey, she was like, not a good person.
She's like, F no.
Yeah. So I definitely agree with you. But what did you think about Kate having so much anger towards Nick?
I think I kind of understand it. But at the same time, it was such a small part of the show.
Yeah.
At the beginning, like, why are we harping on it?
But maybe because it was a big part of her experience on the show. It was her only experience on the show.
To her, it's really important. And I do think, like, she has a lot of animosity towards Nick because she's like, oh, he's calculated. He's not himself. Like, he's, you know, very love bomb-y. And I think maybe it angered her that Annie was also love bombed, but Annie doesn't see the light with that whole situation. Why is Annie sticking up for Nick so hard?
I think she's just trying to be diplomatic. I think because her and Nick were getting so much hate at the time this reunion was filmed, I think she took the more like, I don't want to send him more hate. This is done. I'm going to be more mature and diplomatic about the entire thing. Yeah. And so that's why her responses were so the way they were. I don't know how to explain it. They were just PR responses.
They are PR responses.
But I will say her responses made her look better in this reunion.
I know. She was a whole different Annie at the reunion than she was all show. I was like, Annie, okay, I see you.
But I think it worked in her favor because I think that if she went hard on Nick, it would have made her look bad.
I agree. And there's no reason for Annie to even like be angry with him anymore because it just didn't work out. Like, I hope she sees that, like, it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, it feels like that's how she sees it.
Yeah, I don't think she's like angry at him.
I mean,
all.
The fact where she was like, oh, I was holding on to that relationship, I wanted to make it work. The fact she's like taking accountability for how she acted during their breakup. I do like that she took accountability unlike most of these cast members and was just like, yeah, this is why I acted the way I did. And that's that.
That's what sucks about having reunions these days. Like, I miss like old school Jersey Shore reunion style where there's not so much media involvement because everyone is so scared to speak their minds because of the backlash that they're going to get Kate. Online.
Not Kate. And look, she's getting a lot of backlash online.
Exactly. Like, regardless of if you're authentic and actually share your feelings and share how disappointed you are with your partner or whoever else from the show, it's like you can't act that way anymore because of the backlash that you're gonna get.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think most cast members know that it's better to take the diplomatic approach. Mm-hmm. And if you go too hard at someone during the reunion, there's the risk that you will get backlash off of that. Like,
absolutely.
Madison and Kate are getting backlash from this reunion. Oh, and so is Allie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. My gosh, Allie. Speaking of Allie, though, she was kind of unlikable at the reunion.
I think she came off unrelatable.
Yeah.
Because she came off so cold. Mm-hmm. And also, we still don't know why she said no at the altar. Mm-hmm. It was interesting because she said that she wanted the life of the party.
Yeah.
And she didn't get that with Anton. Mm-hmm. But I recall her saying during the season, like, she doesn't want someone who, like, goes out and drinks. Not saying those are exclusive. Mm-hmm. And I think because she wasn't clear of why she said no to Anton, mm-hmm. I felt like the questions that Nick and Vanessa were asking her were meant to reveal she wasn't really into Anton anyways. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as she brought up the whole, like, in Mexico, it gave her the ick because the piggies were out.
I think Nick Lachey asked her, when did you know, like, Anton was not your person?
Yeah. And then she says that moment in Mexico where he had flip-flops on.
Yeah.
To their first meetup. I was like, oh, no.
Because I think she meant for it to be a joke.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
No, I also think that she was half joking, but half very serious about it.
Yes.
Because she's like, oh, I don't know. As soon as I saw those little piggies, I was out.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it's that easy to get the ick. But I do also think that when she said that, I know, like, she was joking about it, but I think she holds a lot of resentment towards Anton.
After this reunion, I felt like Allie was always going to say no to Anton. The fact she never brought up to Anton about what his friend's girlfriend said to her about mm-hmm. going to strip clubs.
Yes.
Like, she never had that conversation with Anton.
Thank you. Do you remember when we were doing the recap for that episode when it aired? We both were like, wait a minute, why didn't they have the conversation? Because it was supposed to be, like, such a big one after that whole girlfriend situation. But the fact that she never addressed it, we thought, oh, like, maybe it just didn't get aired and they talked about it. But the fact that she didn't bring it up, why? That was a big deal.
I thought it's because Allie knew her and Anton weren't going to work, so it wasn't worth the conversation.
That's wild.
You know? Because I feel like if you were really into someone and you wanted to make that relationship work, you would have the conversation and get that clarity.
Yeah.
Because she even talks about this whole strip club situation with the girls at that Pod Squad Western party.
Yes.
So it was a big deal when it came to her relationship with mm-hmm. Anton. So the fact that she never brought it up to him makes me think, like, maybe she wasn't really into it anyways. And yeah. It was kind of like, not worth it. It's yeah. not worth bringing it up.
She was just a little, her PR answer with, like, where her relationship is at now really makes me think that she's on another reality TV show.
I think that's why she came off disingenuous at the reunion and it was hard to empathize with her, is because of those types of answers.
Yeah.
Where it felt very scripted.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't relate to her and connect with her because she just didn't want to let the audience in. And maybe that's just, like, a tactic to keep us on our toes and, like, kind of go see what she's up to. But I do think, like, she's probably a good contender for Perfect Match.
So she goes, I do appreciate any interest in my personal life, but I do want to keep it personal. But I was like, you were on a dating/marriage show.
Yeah, you were contracted to be at this reunion and talk about your feelings and where you're at in life right now.
She could have easily said, no, I'm single. But do you think she responded the way she did? Because she felt like it would look bad if she said she was single after Anton said he was in a year-long relationship. Like, do you think she said it because she's like, I'm not going to share if I'm single or in a relationship or not?
But, like, that looks worse. That looks worse to be like, oh, I'm not sharing right now. Like, I guess it creates a little bit of curiosity as to what's going on. Like, are you dating a famous person? Are you, like, doing another TV show? Are you, like, just single and not wanting to deal with it?
Imagine she has a boyfriend. He's like, what? Why did you respond that way?
Maybe a private boyfriend. Who knows?
She is getting a lot of heat from Brazilian and Ukrainian women because she said during the reunion along the lines of, like, Brazilian and Ukrainian women. She brought it up because her friend is Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
She says Brazilian and Ukrainian women want providers. And women in her comments are like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
We work really hard for ourselves.
Yes. The internet is actually really pissed about it because I think one, like, really important thing to note is that everyone was saying how they're like, yeah, we all want a provider, but the problem is in today's society, it's extremely difficult to survive off of one income. So no, I don't want to work, but I have to work to help and support my family. And I was like, yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, yeah, everyone wants a provider, but like...
Yeah, and I'm sure men want providers too.
Yeah, exactly. Men want providers too. They want to be stay-at-home dads also.
But I will say I was expecting more from Allie during this reunion. Mm-hmm. And I don't think her answers did her any favors.
No.
Because I did like her during the season a lot. Same. Like I liked her edit a lot. And then I think this reunion, I think her answers were just a little bit flat and some of her answers were petty, so mm-hmm. it didn't come off great. I really think that the comment about how she got the ick when Anton wore sandals mm-hmm. in Mexico, like it was a joke. But I think the way she said it and the way the live audience responded made it seem like she was a little bit serious.
Yeah. And I wonder also, like, I think back to the season and like how much time has passed. I wonder if it's also because like in the wedding episode, he literally was like, yeah, she's spoiled. She's this, she's that. She's probably like, fuck you.
No, probably
let's talk about your damn toes, bitch.
Yeah, no, that's actually true too.
You know?
She definitely saw the wedding episode when Anton's guest calls her a cold-hearted bitch. And she's like, all right, we want to play this game. Yeah. Like, here I come.
Exactly.
It just didn't make her look well because some of the cast members were being very mature. Annie, Nick.
Jordan,
Sparkle Megan. So, you know, like, unfortunately, like, you have to be more mature during Love is Blind reunions to not get backlash.
Yeah. It's fake, but you just have to be.
You have to pretend.
Just pretend. Just pretend.
Let's get into KB and Edmund.
Oh, KB and Edmund. I just want to say I love KB so much.
I like her so much.
I do think like she explained herself really well. Her being worried about coming off as an angry Black woman actually makes a lot of sense. She kind of explained how Edmund put her in situations where it felt like that was what was being like portrayed. And so I think I really appreciate her for explaining her side of things. Cause when she does, it makes more sense. Cause otherwise I think KB's behavior is like kind of extreme towards Edmund.
Totally.
But then when she explains it, I'm like, oh, I see the thought process there, you know?
One thing that KB said is that Edmund is manipulative because he cries instead of apologizing. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it can be manipulative, but I think that's unintentional, which is why Edmund doesn't see it as manipulative. Like, I think it's just the way he responds to conflict mm-hmm. or when his feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
I keep saying this in every podcast episode we have about Love is Blind season 9, but my assumption is that Edmund thinks neuroatypically. I think that KB is looking for a neurotypical response from Edmund, and that's just not the way he responds.
His background and his childhood and how he had to deal with conflict and stress from back then, and it still applies today to him, but it's not what we would typically see
Or expect.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like a typically expected response.
Exactly.
That said, I don't want to dismiss KB because I'm sure she was getting super frustrated. But I think it was less him being manipulative, but more so the fact that he thinks a little bit differently and he can't see like what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Like I think he has a justification in his head.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's tough to watch though, because like I feel like Edmund has been through so much.
Yeah.
And that obviously is going to have an impact on how you deal with your life day to day. So I don't know.
Yeah. So it's hard. Obviously, these two were not a pair. I don't think it's KB's responsibility to like deal with that if she can't. Absolutely. If she was getting frustrated and she felt like Edmund was being manipulative, then like, yeah, you got to get out.
Absolutely. And it was the best thing for both of them.
Yeah.
100%. I'm glad they hugged it out and they're like, it's sweet. That's why I really like KB.
I do too. And I think this was a couple where I really didn't understand how they even got together. It did make sense when she's like, I'm not seeing his like mannerisms. I'm just hearing his voice. So she's like, I didn't see that part of him.
What a shit show of a season.
It was a shit really show was. Of a season. But to be honest, I love this season.
I know.
I loved it. The crazy thing is it's getting to this point where I don't remember cast members from previous seasons. And I know I won't remember anyone from this season.
We should do a trivia with all the past seasons and see how good we are.
Like, we'll always remember Lauren and Cameron.
Oh my gosh.
Giannina. Who else?
Tiffany and Brett.
Alexa and Brennan. I feel like those are the people you'll remember. But from season 7 onward, like, I was thinking about this, but I was like, if I saw Nick at a bar, like Nick from this season, I don't think I would even know where he was from.
As the seasons are going on, there's just so many people to keep track of. And I'm like, you experience fatigue, cast fatigue.
Yeah.
You know?
But I like this season. I would give it an 8 out of 10. It was entertaining.
I'm so excited that you gave it an 8 out of 10.
People are going to like disagree with me hardcore, but I thought it was a really entertaining season.
I absolutely agree. I loved this season so much, only because, again, we need to place importance on breaking up and walking away from people that are not meant for you instead of staying for a TV show or for clout, because at the end of the day, the show does not give a fuck.
Yeah. And listen, I don't blame these people walking away from their partners, okay? I would too. Who do you think the winners were after this reunion?
Absolutely Jordan.
Yes.
Megan is a winner just because she has a baby now and like her life is completely changed around.
I do think she's getting a little bit of backlash, just the fact that after her breakup with Jordan, she moved on to Mike and then, you know, this new guy who she has a baby with.
Listen, haters are going to hate.
But I was like, listen, you know what? That man looks rich.
Yeah.
Okay. So she really got everything she wanted. He looks like he could fly to Aspen on a Wednesday with her.
And she's so happy about that. Yeah. No, and he's like a CEO. It's right down her alley. So good for her. But who else? Who else do you think is the winner?
I think Annie is a winner. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of like the entire season, but the way she came off at the reunion. Mm-hmm. I think she came off very, very mature. And so it, like, I think she looks more positive after the reunion. That's kind of it.
Yeah, that's kind of it. That's pretty much it.
What about losers?
That's a tough one, you know?
Kate, I hate saying it. Like, I think she came off okay with the little screen time she had during the season, but she came off so petty during the reunion that I just feel like, she didn't come off great.
Yeah, she was just like kind of involved in a lot of little, you know, disputes and fights all over the place or like little whatever. And her going on a date with Brendan and then Casey.
No wonder Annie stuck up for Nick.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't like answering this question because, you know, everyone's a winner in my eyes.
Not Casey. I can name some losers. Casey didn't come off great either.
No, Casey didn't come off great at all. Allie also, unfortunately, didn't come off great. But there could be a lot of like underlying like resentment towards Anton. And maybe that's why.
That's a wrap. I can't believe this season is done. It felt like it came out a lifetime ago, but it also went by so quick.
That means it was good and entertaining. That's exactly what that means.
Well, I can't wait for season 10.
I can wait.
I need a little bit of break after this season.
Yeah, we need the holidays to happen and then we'll come back.
Yeah. But Pop Essies, let us know what you thought about this reunion.
Yes, and make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.